All right, so now I want to show you how you can use this knowledge of the symmetry groups to say something about the properties of the crystal. Some crystals display pyroelectricity. This means that they have a spontaneous electric polarization. There are certain crystals that just have an electric polarization. It's similar to ferromagnetism. So iron and nickel, you cool them down, they have a magnetization. It's just spontaneous. At high temperatures, they're non-magnetic, but if you cool them down, they go through a phase transition, they're magnetic. There are crystals which, at high temperatures, don't have a dipole moment, but when you cool them down, they have a dipole moment. They're called ferroelectrics. So they have nothing to do with iron, the ferro in the name, but it's an analogy to the ferromagnetics. There are some materials, you cool them down, and they have an electric dipole moment. Pyroelectricity is the property that this dipole moment changes as a function of temperature. So you have an electric dipole moment, and you change the temperature, and the electric dipole moment changes. And the coefficients are usually called pi. It's kind of a bad choice for name of a variable, pi, but that's a convention. So this pi I means that there are three components, the x component, the y component, and the z component. So let's say I have a crystal, and this matrix is one of the symmetries of the crystal. So what this does is it leaves x and y alone, but takes z to minus z. That's a reflection through the xy plane, right? It takes z to minus z. So this is this symmetry is a reflection. And if I have something with, and these are the pyroelectric coefficients, and I operate on it with this matrix, what it tells me is that this one goes to that one. And if it's a symmetry of the crystal, these two must be the same, right? Because if it's a symmetry of the crystal, you perform the symmetry, and then the crystal looks the same again. I mean, that's if a crystal has a symmetry of a square and you rotate it by a quarter, it looks the same as it did before, because that's what it means to have a symmetry. So if this crystal has this reflection symmetry, and I do this operation, I see that these two must be equal, and that means the only way they can be equal is if they're zero. So if the crystal class includes this symmetry element, there can be no electric dipole moment in the z direction. Just you can, there is no spontaneous electric dipole moment in the z direction. And if the crystal has inversion symmetry, which is x to minus x, y to minus y, and z to minus z, then all of them do it, and there is no spontaneous dipole moment. It's not allowed by symmetry.